I'm reading from the New International Version. Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be men of courage. Be strong. Do everything in love. This morning, we have our guest speaker, Dr. King. He's no stranger to us. He has been teaching, conducting studies in many occasions in our church. And the wife, Evelyn, we welcome you. And this morning's message is Paul's Principles of Christian Living. I invite Dr. King.
Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ.
主内弟兄姐妹, 早安.
This is the day of celebration. This is the day of joy. Can you say amen?
今天是欢庆喜乐的日子, 你能说 amen 吗?
Shall we start with a word of prayer?
让我们开始做一个祷告。
Father God, we thank you that this morning we can come into your presence to sing praises to you and to magnify your mighty name.
主啊，今天早上我们感谢你能够一起聚集来， 向你歌唱，来赞美你的名。
Father God, I pray that the anointing of the Holy Spirit will come upon all of us.
主啊，我祈求圣灵会恩膏我们每一个人。
Holy Spirit, open our spiritual eyes so that we can hear and understand and obey your word.
求圣灵打开我们的属灵的眼睛，能够看见主啊你的话语。
Father God, I pray that you fill our heart with the love of Christ.
主啊，求你以基督的爱来充满我们的心。
So that we may love you more and more and love each other more and more.
以致我们能够更加的爱你和爱别人。
Holy Spirit, I pray that this morning you will come and minister to us.
主啊，求圣灵今天早上来为我们服侍。
We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name.
感谢主，奉主耶稣基督名求。 Amen.
This morning, the title of my sermon is Paul's Principles of Christian Living.
今天早上我的信息题目是保罗的基督徒生活原则。
We live in an evil world.
我们住在一个邪恶的世界。
A world that is controlled by Satan and sin.
就是我们的世界由罪恶和魔鬼掌权了。
And we live in a difficult world.
我们也住在一个很困难的时代。
We are surrounded by enemies and troubles within and without.
我们被很多敌人在内在外的围绕着我们。
The world is utterly hostile to us.
所以我们的世界的确是一个对我们很困难的一个地方。
So how can we live a victorious Christian life?
因此呢，我们怎么能够活出一个得胜的基督徒生活呢？
The Apostle Paul gives us the answer in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13 to 14.
所以使徒保罗呢，透过哥林多前书第16章第13和14节给了我们答案。
Paul wrote 1 Corinthians from Ephesus during his third missionary journey.
所以呢，保罗他在这个以弗所的时候，就是他第三次的宣教工作呢，写了这一本书。
Paul founded the church during his 18-month stay in Corinth.
那保罗呢，在他住在哥林多城市18个月的时候呢，就成立了这一间哥林多的教会。
So let us look at the background of the city and the church.
所以呢，让我们一起来看这一间教会和这个城市的一些背景。
Corinth was an ancient Greek city.
那么哥林多这个城市呢，是古代希腊的一个城市。
In Paul's day, it had become Greece's wealthiest city.
所以在希腊的那个年代呢，是最富有的一个城市。
Corinth was intellectually arrogant.
那他们在知识上，在学问上呢，是非常发达的。
Corinth was materially affluent.
他们在物质上呢，也非常的富有。
And Corinth was morally corrupt.
但是呢，他们在道德上呢，也非常的败坏。
The city was famous for three things.
他们的城市呢，有三样事情呢，是很著名的。
First, it was famous for the Isthmian Games, second only in popularity to the Olympic Games.
第一呢，就是他们的城市里面呢，有一种比赛叫做Isthmian 的比赛，也就是和奥运差不多一样的。
And the city was famous for its temple to Aphrodite, the goddess of love.
第二呢，他们有一个有一间庙呢Aphrodite, 也就是爱神的爱情神的一个庙。
And the city was a melting pot of various religions.
然后这一个城市呢，也充满着种种的其他的这些宗教的一个聚集的地方。
And lastly, Corinth was famous for pleasure and vices.
那第三呢，这个城市也充满了很多的一些的不良的习惯。
Sin of every kind flourished in this notoriously sensual city.
那在这个城市呢那些罪案呢都发生了很多。
In fact, the city of Corinth was called a sex city.
其实呢哥林多这个城市呢也被称为一个性的一个城市。
If someone says that you live like a Corinthian, it means that you live an immoral life.
如果有人说你的生活方式像一个哥林多人一样呢，那你就是等于有很多不良习惯的一个人。
The New Testament scholar Gordon Fee says that Corinth is something like New York, Los Angeles, and Las Vegas all combined together.
那么美国的这个 Gordon Fee 的新约圣经神学家就说呢，那么当时的哥林多城市呢，就像今天纽约和美国其他的一些的城市一样。
So it was a very tough place to start a church.
所以呢，要成立一个教会呢，这个地方的确是很困难的。
And into this milieu or setting, Paul brought the gospel of Jesus Christ, and soon a church was established in Corinth.
可是呢，就在这个情况底下呢，保罗就把福音呢带进这个城市以及耶稣基督的爱。
Why did Paul write First Corinthians?
那么保罗为什么要写哥林多前书呢？
When Paul was in Ephesus, Paul received an oral report from some members of the church.
那么当时呢，保罗呢就在以弗所的时候呢，就得了一份口述的报告有关是来自哥林多的。
The report indicated that Corinth had serious problems. The church had serious problems.
那这一份报告呢，就提到说哥林多教会呢有很严重的问题。
And the report also indicated that the Corinthian Christian had misunderstood his message.
这一份报告呢也提到那哥林多的教会的会友呢也误解了保罗的这个信息。
So what were the problems in the Corinthian church?
所以呢，哥林多教会有些什么问题呢？
Firstly, the church was divided into factions or small groups.
第一呢，这间教会呢，有当中有这个分派结党的问题。
So the church meeting was scenes of arguments and differences of opinion.
所以这间教会里头的会议都充满了很多的争吵等等不愉快的事情。
Second, a believer was having sexual relationship with his stepmother.
第二呢，有其中一个信徒呢，就和他的后母呢有了这个性关系。
The church knew of the problem, but the church did not do anything to solve the problem.
教会他们的确知道这个问题的存在，可是他们没有解决这个问题。
And thirdly, some believers were suing one another in the pagan court.
然后第三呢，有两个信徒呢，就在一些的其他宗教一些神明的地方出现了。
And lastly, some of the members goes to prostitute.
最后呢，有一些会友呢，也找一些的妓女了。
At the same time, a letter arrived to Paul asking Paul to help them to solve some problems.
那就是在这个时候呢，那么保罗就收到一封书信呢，就邀请他来帮助解决这一些的问题。
The church was confused over the issue of idolatry.
那这间教会呢，就为了这个拜偶像的这一回事呢，产生一些问题。
And there was disorder in the worship life of the church.
然后在他们敬拜的生活上呢，也有一些的混淆。
And there was abuse at the church communal meals.
他们也在来供用这个主的圣餐的时候呢，也滥用了一些的事情。
You see, in Corinth, in those days, the Lord's Supper was celebrated differently from us.
那当时呢，这个主的圣餐呢，他们所进行的方式是和我们今天不一样的。
When they celebrated the Lord's Supper, it comes with a full meal.
那么他们主持圣餐的时候呢，他们先来吃一顿的晚饭。
So in the Corinthian church, the rich people will bring their food.
所以呢，那些富有的人呢，就会把他们的食物带来。
But the problem is they were overeating and getting drunk.
可是呢，问题就是他们吃的过量了，然后也喝醉酒了。
The rich believer did not share their food with the poor believers.
然后这些富有的信徒呢，也没有把他们的食物和穷的会友来共享。
I'm so glad that after our service, all of us can eat together downstairs.
其实呢，我们会有我们呢，能够散会之后一起的吃早餐呢，我也感觉很高兴。
Everyone have enough to eat, yes?
是否每一个人都有足够的吃吗
？So the poor went home hungry.
所以那些贫穷的呢，就带着饿的肚子回家了。
And this poor Christian feel very humiliated.
所以呢，他们就感觉很羞耻了。
So the Lord's Supper was a sin of gluttony.
所以呢，就主持圣餐的时候呢，就那些人在吃的过量了。
It was a sin of drunkenness and selfishness.
也有人醉酒，然后我们看到很多人都很自私。
The Corinthian church had been blessed with many, many gifts.
那哥林多的信徒呢，就得到很大的祝福，有很多的这些恩赐。
But the exercise of this gift led to pride and rivalry in the church.
可是呢，在他们使用这一些恩赐的当中呢，他们就变成骄傲起来了，也造成教会里面的不和。
And there was disorderliness in the worship service.
在崇拜的当中呢，就出现了很多的混乱。
Many believers spoke in tongues but without interpretation.
那有很多人就说起方言来了，可是当中没有好好的解释。
And some members stand up to prophesy all at the same time.
然后有时候呢，有好几个信徒呢，同一个时候说起了这个预言了。
It was indeed very chaotic.
那的确都很混乱了。
The church service was more like a fish market.
那么当时的教会的情景呢，就好像在菜市一样的。
Plenty of noise but no love.
当中有很多吵声，可是没有爱。
So, in response to the report and the letter, Paul wrote the First Corinthians.
所以为了回应这一封信所写的种种的问题呢，保罗就写了《哥林多前书》。
If you want to look for a church with the most problem, that was the Corinthian church.
如果你要寻找一间充满最多问题的教会呢，你可以去哥林多了。
So First Corinthians is a pastoral letter written to a spiritually troubled church.
所以哥林多前书呢是一封牧者给予一个有属灵问题的教会。
So what was Paul's focus in the letter?
那么保罗在这封书信所专注的是什么呢？
Paul deals with three important issues.
那他就处理了三件重要的事情。
The first was peace between the church.
第一呢，就是教会里面的这个和平。
Paul's concern is to bring peace to a divided church.
保罗呢就很关注要把一个有结党分派的教会当中呢带来和平。
And Paul urged believers to live in harmony with one another.
他也呼吁信徒们呢，应该要和睦的相处。
Secondly, Paul was concerned with holiness in the church.
第二呢，他也很关注教会里头的这个圣洁。
Paul's advice is that the church cannot tolerate sexual immorality.
保罗就说呢，教会不能这个容这个接受这个这个性的泛滥。
And Paul's third concern is that believers must be faithful to the gospel.
第三呢，保罗也说，信徒们一定要对福音忠信。
So in this letter, Paul deals with the various problems in the church.
透过这一封信呢，保罗就处理了这些的问题。
Paul confronted them with their sins and their need to correct action.
那保罗就很勇敢的提出了他们的罪恶，也告诉他们需要悔改的需要。
And Paul urged them to grow up in their faith.
保罗也呼吁他们应该要在他们的心性里面增长。
And Paul appeals to them to live Christ-centered life and to live a life of love.
保罗呢也要求他们应该要在基督里面的爱来啊成长。
So after writing a lengthy letter, why did Paul end up with just a two verses exhortation?
那么保罗写了这么长的一封书信，那在他结束的时候呢，为什么他忽然要写第13和第14节这两节短短的两节呢？
The reason is that Paul is concerned with the unity of the church.
其实重点就是保罗很关注教会的合一。
He is concerned that the church must build up in their most holy faith.
保罗也很关注一个教会呢必须在他们的心性里面呢来建立。
How is the church to respond to the attack of Satan?
教会怎么来面对魔鬼的攻击呢？
How can the church survive in a hostile world?
一个教会在一个不安的世界里要怎么回应呢？
How can the church be strengthened?
一个教会要怎么坚固起来呢？
Dr. Kendall says in his book that the church is powerless because of two reasons.
Kendall 博士他说了一个教会软弱有两个原因。
Dr. Kendall says that the church is powerless and impotent becauseThere is no love in the church.
第一呢，教会的无能呢，是因为教会里没有爱。
And the church is weak because they do not have the word of God. They are not strong in the word of God.
第二呢，教会软弱是因为他们没有上帝的话语，他们不懂得上帝的话语。
So in chapter 16, verse 13, 14, Paul gives us the answer that we need.
所以在哥林多前书第十六章第13和14节呢，保罗给了我们答案。
This is the answer to the church at Corinth.
这就是给予哥林多教会的答案。
And this is the answer to the church in the 21st century.
也是给予我们21世纪教会的答案。
So what is Paul's answer?
所以保罗的答案是什么呢？
In these two verses, Paul gives us five commands or exhortation.
在这两节里头呢，保罗就给了我们五条的命令或者是呼吁。
Paul's first command is that.We must be alert. We must be on guard.
保罗的第一条命令呢，给予我们的命令就是：第一，我们要谨守或者要警醒。
Secondly, we must stand firm in the faith.
第二呢，我们要在信心里站立得稳。
And thirdly, we must be brave or courageous.
第三呢，我们应该要勇敢。
Fourthly, we must be strong.
第四，我们要刚强。
And lastly, we must do our work.Or everything must be done with love.
第五呢，最后呢，我们凡事都要凭爱心而做。
These five exhortations are in the Greek present tense, which means that we must obey this command every day.
其实这五条的命令呢，都是在希腊文所指的时间呢是现在的意思，也就是说我们要时常的来操练这一些事情。
So Paul's first command is that we must be alert.
保罗的第一条命令呢，就是说我们要警醒。
We must be on guard.
要谨守。
And New King James Version says we must watch.
新英文的King James 新译本呢，就说我们要注意。
And English Standard Version says we must be watchful.
英文标准译本就说我们要谨守。
In other words, Paul is using a military metaphor.
换句话说呢，保罗就使用了在一个军队里面的一些的相比了。
Paul is comparing a Christian to a soldier.
那保罗就以一个基督徒和一个军队呢，做一个相比。
Paul is comparing discipleship to soldiering.
那保罗就把门徒训练呢和军事做个比较。
Paul the mighty general is telling us that we must wake up.
那保罗身为一个伟大的元帅呢，就呼吁我们要警醒。
Because most Christians are falling asleep.
因为很多基督徒都沉睡了。
And Paul says, "Wake up and put on our uniform."
保罗就说我们要醒来，我们要准备好我们的军装。
And Paul says, "After putting on the uniform, you go to your post and you stand there and you watch."
保罗就说，那你们穿好了军装之后呢，你就要站在你的岗位上，要准备好了。
Was the Corinthian church watchful?
那哥林多的教会他们有警醒吗？
The answer is no.
答案就是他们没有。
Why they were quarreling with each other?
原因是什么呢？因为他们都互相的在争吵。
Why they were fighting? The devil is laughing.
那他们争吵的时候呢，魔鬼就在欢笑了。
So Paul wants to awaken the Corinthian believers.
所以保罗呢就要唤醒哥林多的教会。
And we must do the same thing. We must be watchful.
我们也是一样的，我们也同样的要警醒。
But sadly, today we are the churches is quarreling about our ceremonies and rituals and baptism.
可是今天呢，很悲哀的就是很多教会呢都为了一些的仪式啊、做事的方式而争吵。
Believers also quarrel about which version is the most accurate version.
那么信徒当中呢，也为了哪一个版本才是最正确的版本而争吵了。
There's one church in Singapore which insists that every church member must read only one version. All the other versions are not accurate.
在新加坡其中一间教会呢，就告诉他们的会友说，你们只能读圣经的一个版本，其他的都是错误的。
While believers are quarreling and stabbing one another, the world is laughing at us.
那当教会在争吵当中呢，这个世界就在取笑了。
That is why we must listen to Paul's command.
所以我们要听从保罗的所给我们的命令。
The word watch is the word that we must hear every day.
谨守呢，就是我们每一天要提醒我们的。
But why must we watch? What are we to watch?
那我们要谨守些什么呢？
The reason is that we must watch because Christian life is a life of conflict.
因为呢，我们知道基督徒的生活呢，也充满了很多的冲突。
Christian life is a battle.
也是一个战争。
Christian life is a life of wrestling.
也是很多挣扎的。
What happens when you wrestle? I mean, do you look at your opponent?
当你在这个在和摔跤的时候呢，你会不会看准你的对方呢？
So the Bible emphasizes that Christian life is a battle.
所以呢，保罗就说，基督徒生命呢是充满了战争。
Paul says we do not wrestle with flesh and blood, but against Satan and his forces.
保罗说，我们不是和这些血肉来作战，乃是和这些属灵的权势。
So what are we to watch?
所以我们要谨守些什么呢？
Firstly, we are to watch ourselves.
第一，我们要谨守我们本身。
We are to watch our spiritual health.
我们要注意我们的属灵的健康。
Our doctor said, will tell you that we must watch our physical health.
我们的医生都告诉我们要注意我们身体的健康。
Our doctor said you must go for blood tests, urine tests, and all sorts of tests.
我们的医生都告诉我们说要验血啦、验尿的等等。
And you also must go for a dental checkup.
然后也要做这个牙齿的检查，去口腔科。
This is not an advertisement, huh?
我不是在打广告。
So we must watch out for our spiritual health.
所以呢，我们要注意我们属灵的健康。
And Paul is saying that we must pay attention to our spiritual life.
所以保罗就呼吁我们要注意我们的属灵生活。
So are you taking your spiritual exercise every day?
所以呢，你每一天都有操练你的有做你的属灵的操练吗？
Do you pray every day?
有每一天都祷告吗？
Do you read the Bible every day?
每一天都有读经吗？
Secondly, we are to watch the enemy.
第二呢，我们要注意我们的敌人。
Who is our chief enemy?
我们主要的敌人是谁呢？
Your chief enemy is not the boss in your office, huh?
你主要的敌人不是你办公室的那个老板。
Our chief enemy is Satan or the devil.
我们主要的敌人就是撒旦或者魔鬼了。
Bible tells us that Satan is strong and mighty and immensely powerful.
圣经都告诉我们说，撒旦呢，我们的敌人是蛮有能力的。
John chapter 12:31 says that Satan is the ruler of this world.
那么约翰福音第十二章三十一节说呢，这个撒旦呢就是世界的掌权者呀。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 8 says.
然后彼得前书第五章的第八节说。
Apostle Peter said, "Be alert, be on watch."
那使徒保罗就说，你们要谨守，你们要警醒。
The devil roams around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour.
所以呢，那个撒旦魔鬼呢，就好像一个吼叫的狮子，要等着吞噬他的那些人。
So Satan is the destroyer.
所以呢，撒旦魔鬼呢是破坏我们的。
Satan's job is to destroy the church.
他的工作呢，就是要破坏我们的教会。
Satan wants to destroy you and you'll destroy your family.
他要破坏你，也破坏你的家庭。
And Satan wants to defeat us. Satan wants to make us depressed.
他要把我们击败，也要使到我们忧郁。
So in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 7.
所以呢，在提摩太前书第三章的第十七节呢。
Paul warns us that we must not fall into the devil's trap.
所以保罗就警告我们呢，不要跌入这个魔鬼的陷阱里面了。
So how can we handle Satan's attack?
所以呢，我们怎么可以处理撒旦的诱惑呢？
Firstly, we must watch out for his assault.
第一呢，我们要注意他的攻击。
Second, we must pray at all times.
第二呢，我们要每时每刻都祷告。
And third, as James chapter 4 verse 7 says, we must resist the devil.
第三呢，就好像雅各书第四章第七节说，我们要抵挡魔鬼。
And how do you resist the devil?
你怎么能够抵挡魔鬼呢？
We resist the devil by standing firm in the faith.
我们要在信心里面站立得稳。
Next, we must watch out for false teachers.
然后呢，我们也要小心这些假先知了。
In 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1, Timothy, Paul warns that there are lying spirits in the church.
在提摩太前书第四章的第一节呢，保罗就警告我们说，在教会里面呢，有很多这些说谎的这些灵。
These lying spirits are teaching false doctrine.
他们都在教导一些错误的的条理。
So Paul said we must watch out for false teacher.
所以保罗就说我们要很小心这些教导错误的条理的人。
Because if you're not careful, false teaching will destroy you.
要不然呢，这些错误的教导呢，将会误导了我们。
So how can we protect ourselves against the danger of false teaching?
所以呢，我们怎么可以把我们自己保护呢？
We must exercise spiritual discernment.
因此呢，我们就要操练我们属灵的分辨能力。
When you are given a prophecy, make sure you check the prophecy.
当你听见一个这个预言的时候呢，你要好好的去查一查看。
Don't swallow every word the prophet said because he could be a false prophet.
不要他说的每一句话你都相信，因为可能他说的其中一些是骗你的。
So how can we have spiritual discernment?
所以我们怎么能够拥有属灵分辨能力呢？
Spiritual discernment comes from intense, faithful Bible study.
它是来自我们很持续的来查考上帝的话语。
That's why Paul prays in Philippians chapter 1 that we must have discernment.
所以保罗在腓立比书就说我们需要拥有属灵分辨能力。
So what else must we be alert for?
还有些什么事情我们要注意的？
We must watch out for Christ's return, His second coming.
我们也要注意基督的再来。
And if we are alert, then we must live a godly life and wait for His coming.
如果我们是谨守的话呢，我们就要小心的处理我们的生活，等待他再来的时刻。
And when are we to watch?
我们什么时候要开始警醒呢？
Paul said we must watch always.
保罗说我们每时每刻都要警醒。
And Mark chapter 14 verse 38 our Lord says that watching and praying must go together.
在马可福音第十四章第三十八节呢，主耶稣说我们必须要谨守，同时也要祷告。
Martin Lloyd-Jones, one of the most anointed preachers of the 20th century says there is no such thing as a spiritual holiday.
周马田他说呢，其实没在我们基督徒生活里面呢是没有说什么属灵的假期这回事的。
Because believers are on duty every day.
因为信徒每一天呢都需要工作。
We must be alert in season and out of season.
我们每时每刻呢都需要谨守。
Secondly, Paul said we must stand firm in the faith.
然后保罗也说我们要在信心里面站立的稳。
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 15 says，
在帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第十五节，保罗就说
We must stand firm in the faith and keep a strong grip on the gospel。
他说，所以弟兄们，你们要站立的稳，凡所领受的教训不拘我们口传的，是心上写的，都要谨守，都要坚守。
So how can we face the problems and trials and difficulties in life?
所以我们生命里头所面对的种种的难题，我们要怎么处理呢？
There's only one way: stand firm in the faith.
只有一个办法，就是要在信心里面站立的稳。
When storms come, when hurricane come, if you do not stand firm in the faith, you will be blown away.
在狂风暴雨当中呢，如果你站立的不稳呢，你将会被风吹走了。
Paul's third command is that we must be courageous.
第三呢，保罗就说我们要勇敢。
English Standard Version says we must act like men.
这个英文的标准译本就是说你要像大丈夫一样。
According to the Greek English lexicon of the New Testament, the word means that we must conduct ourselves in a manly or courageous way.
那么在希腊和希腊英语译本的意思呢，就提到说我们的行为呢要像一个大丈夫或者要充满勇敢一样。
The psalmist also says that we must be courageous.
诗人呢写诗篇的诗人都说我们要勇敢。
Psalm 31 verse 24 says, Be strong and take courage, all you who put your hope in the Lord.
那诗篇31篇24节就是说，凡仰望耶和华的人，你们要壮胆，坚固你们的心。
So how can we be strong and be courageous?
我们怎么可以勇敢呢？
The Apostle Peter gives us an answer in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2.
那么使徒彼得从彼得前书第二章的第二节告诉了我们。
Peter said, Be like newborn babies, always thirsty for a pure spiritual milk, so that by drinking it we may grow up and be safe.
他就说，就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
And Paul's next command is that we must be strong.
然后保罗也吩咐我们说，我们要刚强。
And how can we be strong spiritually?
我们属灵上怎么能够刚强起来呢？
You cannot be strong by going to the gym.
你去这个健身运动室呢是不能刚强起来的。
Paul is talking about spiritual strength, not about your muscles.
那么保罗他所提到的是你属灵上的刚强，不是你的肌肉。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16 says that we are strengthened with power through the Holy Spirit in the inner man.
那保罗在以弗所书第三章第十六节说，要求他按他丰盛的荣耀，接着他的灵，叫你们心里力量刚强起来。
Philippians 4:13 says that it is Christ who strengthens us.
腓立比书第四章第十三节说，我靠着那加力量给我的主，凡事都能做。
The Apostle Paul was strengthened by the Lord many many occasions.
那么。
Apostle Paul was strengthened by the Lord.
那么使徒保罗呢？很多次他都因主呢使他能够刚强起来。
In 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 6, David was strengthened in the Lord.
在撒母耳记前撒母耳记上的第三十节三十章第六节呢大卫王呢，那他也透过上帝刚强起来了。
I will just summarize the story in 1 Samuel chapter 30.
我就短短的告诉大家撒母耳记上的这一段故事。
David has run away from King Saul because King Saul was jealous of him.
那么当时呢，大卫他从这个扫罗王逃跑了，因为他怕他会杀害他。
So David and his men moved to the territory of the Philistine.
那么他就逃跑了，到这个腓利斯的这个地方。
They settled in the city of Ziklag.
就住在 Ziklag 一个城市。
David and his men were called to fight for the Philistine against Saul.
那么在腓利斯呢，大卫呢就要去作战。
But the Philistine commanders did not trust David and his men, and so they were told to go back to Ziklag.
那么腓力四的他们的将军呢就不信任大卫和他的人，所以就到叫他倒回去 Ziklag 这个城市了。
When David and his men went back to the Ziklag, they found the town was burned down.
那么当他们倒回去 Ziklag 这个城市的时候呢，他们发现都已经被烧毁了。
All the women and children were taken captives.
那他们里面的妇女呢和孩子呢都被抓起来了。
In their grief, David's men wanted to kill him.
那么在极大的的悲哀当中呢，大卫他的人呢，他的手下呢，想把他杀了。
David was at the lowest point of his life.
所以当时呢，大卫他在生命里跌入了最低潮的时候。
Can you imagine that your good friend want to kill you?
你能够想象你的好朋友要杀害你吗
？But David found strength in the Lord.
可是呢，大卫他透过上帝能够刚强起来。
How did David find strength in the Lord?
那大卫他怎么能够在主里面得到能够刚强起来呢
？David turned to God in prayer and in worship.
大卫呢就向神祷告和敬拜。
David strengthened himself by singing songs to the Lord.
他就向主歌唱了，就找到了他的力量。
Charles Spurgeon says, "The deeper your trouble, the louder will be your song."
查尔斯·Spurgeon他说：“你的问题越深的时候，你的歌声就越你的歌声就越响了。”
Friends, the power of God is released when we worship God in songs and praises.
所以朋友们呢，上帝的大能呢，在我们的歌唱、我们的敬拜当中被释放出来。
If you read through the Psalm, you'll notice that David always seek the Lord.
所以如果我们读诗篇的时候呢，我们都发现大卫他常去寻求上帝。
David always meditated upon the Lord.
他都时常默想上帝的话语。
What is the difference between us and David?
我们和大卫的分别在哪里呢
？The difference is David has a deep, deep love for God.
分别是大卫对上帝有很深的爱。
David has an intense, unwavering love in God.
他对于上帝的爱呢是不移动的。
I will tell you a story about this famous lawyer in Chicago in the 19th century.
就让我来告诉你在19世纪在美国芝加哥这个地方的一名律师的故事。
I've read this story many times, and every time I am always in tears.
我都读了好几遍，那每一次读的时候都带着眼泪。
Horatio Spafford was a Christian who lived in Chicago in the 19th century.
Horatio Spafford 这个人呢，就在芝加哥的十九个世纪的时候生活。
He was a married man with four daughters and a son.
他已婚，有四个女儿，一个儿子。
He is a good friend of D.L. Moody, one of the greatest evangelists in America.
他是 D.L. Moody 的一位好朋友，也就是当时的很著名的布道家。
Horatio invested heavily in real estate.
他呢，在这个产业上面有很大的投资。
But one day there was a great fire in Chicago, and the city was destroyed.
可是呢，有一天呢，就发生了一场大火灾，那么很多的这些产业呢都被烧毁了。
Horatio lost a fortune.
那他就失去了他的产业了。
Sometime later, his son, at the age of four, died of scarlet fever.
然后他的四岁大的儿子呢，也因得了病，然后就死了。
So Horatio drowned his sorrow and grief at work.Helping to rebuild the city.
他就把为了忘掉他的悲伤呢，就把自己呢投入工作去重建这个城市。
In November 1873, he sent his wife and four daughters to Europe for a holiday.
在1873年的十一月呢，他决定送他的太太和女儿们呢到欧洲去旅游。
Horatio was supposed to join them, but an urgent matter held him up, so he was not able to join them.
那 Horatio 他原本也要和他的家人一同去度假的，可是呢有急事，所以他不能够去。
During the small hours of November 22nd, 1873.
那么在1873年十一月的时候呢
The ship collided with another ship in mid-Atlantic.
很不幸的，他们所乘搭的船呢，就撞了另外一艘的船。
Water poured into the ship like Niagara.
那么海水呢，就冲进了船里面，好像大瀑布一样。
And passengers were swept away by powerful currents of icy water.
那船里面的乘客呢，都被这些冰冷的海水呢，都冲走了。
Within 2 hours, the mighty ship vanished beneath the water.
那短短两个小时里面呢，这一艘船呢就沉下了海底。
226 people died, including Horatio's 4 daughters.
那一共有226个人都死了，也包括他四个女儿。
Horatio's wife was eventually picked up by a French boat and landed in Cardiff, Wales.
那他的太太呢，却被法国人救了，然后就把他送到Wales, Cardiff 这个地方了。
She sent a cable to her husband saying, "All lost, I alone remain. What shall I do?"
他就发了一份电报给他的先生说，一切都失去了，只剩下我一个人。那我现在应该怎么办？
Horatio lost his 4 darling daughters in the sea.
Horatio, 他失去了四个女儿，就葬身海底了。
How did he react to this?
他怎么回应呢？
Horatio said to himself, "It is well. The will of God be done."
他说，一切都好，让上帝的旨意被行出来。
Horatio could not sleep at night, and he sat down and wrote these words.
他整晚都睡不着，所以他就写了这一番话。
When peace like a river attended my way,
他说平安有时如宁静河环绕我。
When sorrows like sea billows roll,
悲伤有时如大风浪。
Whatever my lot,
不论何境遇。
Thou hast taught me to say, "It is well, it is well in my soul."
主都教我深知我心灵何可安宁，可安宁。
How do you explain that?
你怎么解释这一番话呢？
There is only one explanation.
只有一个解释。
There is only one answer.
只有一个答案。
It is his strong faith in God.
也就是他对上帝的信心。
He says what 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12 says.
就比如提摩太后书第一章第十二节所说的。
Horatio Spafford knew whom he has believed.
他知道他相信的是谁。
He knew the one in whom he trusts.
他认识他所相信的那一位。
Horatio was comforted in his deep grief by his strong faith in God.
就透过他对上帝很深的那个信心呢，他得到安慰了。
In the lowest moment of his life, Horatio found strength in the Lord.
在他生命里头最低潮的时刻呢，他得到上帝给他的力量。
Friends, what do you do when you are at the end of your rope?
朋友们呢，当你在绝望的时候，你会怎么样呢？
As believers, we have only one choice.
身为信徒，我们只有一个选择。
We must cling to the rope of Jesus, our only hope.
我们要抓紧我们的主，我们的上帝。
Martin Lloyd-Jones says again.
周马田他也说呢。
The business of the church is to see that you and me.Drink in so much of the pure milk of the word and eat the strong meat of God that we are strong.
其实我们身为教会最重要的事情呢，我们要喝这个灵奶，就是吸收这个上帝的话语，也要刚强起来，以致我们能够成为一个坚固而健康的信徒，以致我们能够抵挡种种的问题。
So friends, to be strong, we need the pure milk.Pure milk of the Word of God.
所以我们需要像灵奶一样的话语。
And we need a strong meat of the Word of God.
我们也需要吃肉，就好像也要懂得上帝的话语一样。
And only God can strengthen us.
唯有上帝能够使我们坚强。
He strengthens us as we pray to Him.
当我们向他祷告的时候，他就使我们坚固起来。
As we worship Him and sing songs to Him,
当我们向他歌唱敬拜他的时候
，and as we study His Word,
也当我们来思想他的话语的时候
，finally Paul's command is that we must do everything in love.
最后呢，保罗也吩咐我们凡事要凭信心而做。
The Corinthians did not do everything in love.
那些 哥林多教会的信徒呢都没有凭信心去做。
The Corinthian believers were fighting with each other.
他们在互相的争吵。
They were pulling each other's hair.
他们都互相的来拉拉扯扯的。
They were acting immorally.
他们非常的不道德。
They were suing each other in court.
他们互相的在法庭控告彼此。
So love was lacking in their life.
所以呢，在他们生命里面呢，缺乏了爱。
That's why Paul write this letter to put them right.
所以呢，保罗就写了这一封书信来给予他们正确的教导。
How does love show?
那么这个爱是怎么表现出来呢
？Love is patient.
我们知道爱是忍耐，有忍耐的。
The Corinthian believers were not patient.
那么在哥林多的这些信徒呢，他们都没有忍耐。
Love is kind.
也有恩慈的。
The Corinthian believers were not like that.
他们也不是这样。
The rich look after themselves. They were selfish.
富有的都很自私，没有照顾贫穷的人。
The poor slaves.Were hungry.
那些贫穷的奴仆呢，就都得不到饱足。
And love is not jealous.
爱也不嫉妒。
The Corinthian believers were jealous of each other's gift.
他们也因着彼此的这个恩赐，都感觉很嫉妒。
Love is unselfish.
也不自私。
Love is not irritable.
爱是不轻易发怒的。
The Corinthian believers were short-tempered, irritable, and divisive.
那么在哥林多教会的这些基督徒呢，他们都脾气很暴躁，也很轻易的生气了。
1 Corinthians chapter 13, 7 says, "Love can put up with everything."
在哥林多前书第十三章的第十七节呢，就说爱能够包容一切。
But the Corinthian believers could not.
可是呢，这些哥林多教会的信徒都做不到这一点。
So there was little sign of love at Corinth.
所以呢，其实很缺乏爱。
Finally, love never gives up.
最后呢，爱是永不止息。
Love at Corinth had nearly collapsed.
在哥林多这个这个教会的爱呢，要倒塌了。
That is why Paul urged the Corinthians to do everything in love.
所以保罗就呼吁他们要凡事凭信心做。
One person understood what Paul says.
那有一个人他就了解了保罗所说的。
She's Mother Teresa.
她就是特兰莎修女了。
Mother Teresa was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1979.
她就得到了世界的这个Nobel 平安的奖，在1979年。
In her acceptance speech for the Peace Prize.She tells a story.
当他领这个奖的时候呢，当他演讲的时候，他就说了。
Mother Teresa received $15 from a man who has been paralyzed for 20 years.
他其实从一个瘫痪的人就收到了$15，二十年之久。
The only companion he enjoyed is smoking.
他这个瘫痪的人呢，他唯有享受的事情就是抽烟。
But he heard of Mother Teresa and he stopped smoking for 1 week.
然后他听说了特兰莎修女这个人，然后他就停止吸烟一个星期了。
And so he sent the $15 to Mother Teresa.
他就把$15送给特兰莎修女了。
Not a lot of money, only 15 ringgit.
不是很多钱，就只有$15。
Mother Teresa was touched by his generosity.
可是呢，特兰莎修女呢，她就觉得很感动。
With this money, Mother Teresa bought some bread and fed the hungry.
然后就用了这一笔钱买了一些食物给那些穷苦的人。
She said, "This is something you and I can do."
她说，这些都是你和我做得到。
She said, "It is a gift of God to us to be able to share our love with another."
就是上帝所赐给我们，以致我们能够和别人共享我们的爱心。
She continued, "Let us love one another as Jesus loved us."
她继续地说，让我们彼此相爱，就像耶稣爱我们一样。
And let us love Jesus with undivided love.
也让我们彼此的相爱，无条件的来相爱。
And she said, "It is not how much we do."
他说，其实不是在于我们做多少
，but how much love we put in the action that we do，
乃是我们把多少爱放进摆在我们的行动上。
I'll say one more time。
我会再说一遍。
It is not how much we do。
不是在乎其实不是在于我们做多少。
But how much love we put in the action that we do。
乃是呢，在于我们把多少爱心放在我们的行动上。
And she says, let us always meet each other with a smile。
他也说，让我们彼此见面的时候，挂着一个笑容。
Because smile is the beginning of love.
因为笑容就是爱的开头。
What can you tell your neighbor? We must start smiling today.
你可以彼此说，我们今天要开始的，
yes,
要微笑。
I think as believers we must smile.
我都相信，身为信徒呢，我们要多一些的笑容。
Sometimes our face is as long as papaya.
有时候我们的脸孔呢，比那个木瓜更加长。
Smile at your friend.
向你的朋友们都给一个微笑。
Smile at your colleague who scold you.
你的同事骂你的时候，你都给向他微笑。
That is the only way that we can begin to love.
透过这样呢，我们才能够开始的彼此相爱。
Smiling also good for your body, as doctor will tell you.
医生都会告诉你说其实笑容呢对你的身体也很好。
Because when you smile, you exercise your muscles.
因为你微笑的时候呢，你就把你的肌肉呢都运动了。
But I'm not sure whether it will help you to reduce your weight. I'm not sure.
可是不知道能不能够帮助你就是减肥。
So friends, love is very demanding.
所以呢，要彼此相爱呢，是有很多的这个要求。
But that is what God wants us to do.
可是这一些呢，的确是上帝要我们做的。
I don't have much time, so I have to go very fast.
我时间不多，所以呢，我要说快一点。
So what does God want us to do for others?
所以上帝要我们为别人做些什么呢？
Firstly, we must love one another.
第一，我们要彼此相爱。
And Paul said, pursue love.
保罗说要追求彼此相爱。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 8 says, show deep love to one another.
彼得前书第四章第八节说呢，要彼此的给予深的关爱。
And First Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 12 says that we must overflow in love towards one another.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书呢，保罗也说我们要对彼此呢充满着关爱。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 2 says we must put up with one another in love.
在以弗所书第二章第二节呢，第四章的第二节，保罗也说我们要彼此的包容，在爱里包容。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 2 says we must live our daily life in love.
以弗所书第五章第二节呢，我们也在每一天的生活都有爱心。
Second, we must encourage one another.
第二呢，我们要彼此的鼓励。
Third, we should serve one another.
第三，我们要彼此的服侍。
Fourth, show kindness to one another.
第四，要以恩慈相待。
Fifth, instruct one another.
第五呢，要彼此的劝勉。
Sixth, forgive one another.
第六，要彼此的饶恕。
Pray for one another.
然后彼此代祷。
So friend, we must be watchful.
所以朋友们，我们要警醒。
Be firm.
要坚固。
Be strong and courageous.
要刚强。
And be loving.
要相爱。
These are Paul's command for victorious Christian living.
这就是保罗所给予我们的，能够使我们过得胜基督徒生活的命令。
May God help us to obey His word.
愿上帝帮助我们顺服他的话语。
And may God help our young people to have the courage to resist peer pressure.
也求主帮助我们的青少年人呢，来抵挡诱惑。
May God help our young people to stand alone if necessary for Christ.
也求主帮助我们的青少年人，单单的为主站立得稳。
And may God help us to fall in love with Christ.
也求主帮助我们爱主耶稣。
May we be loving like Mother Teresa.
也愿我们像特兰莎修女一样的能够相爱。
May we be like Paul who loved Christ so deeply.
也愿我们能够像保罗一样的爱主耶稣。
I pray that God's love will overflow in your life.
我祷祈求上帝将他的爱充满你们。
And I want to pray Paul's prayer in Philippians chapter 1 verse 9.
我要以腓立比书第一章第九节来给大家做一个祷告。
I pray that your love for each other will overflow more and more.
我祈求你对彼此的爱能够不断的涌流。
And that you will keep on growing in your knowledge and understanding.
也不断的在你增长，在知识上，在你的了解上。
Paul's goal is to know Christ and to love Christ and to be like Christ.
保罗他的目标呢，就是要认识基督，也要爱基督。
And that is what we must do.
也是我们所要做的。
Just now we sang the hymn.
刚才我们唱的圣诗呢
？Our life is in you, Lord.
我们的生命在于主。
Our strength is in you, love. In you, Lord.
我们的力量在于主。
And our hope is in you, Lord.
我们的盼望也在于主。
May God bless you with these words.
愿上帝祝福大家，谢谢。